Ron Nagel is one of the few contemporary artists who works in clay, same medium used by kindergartners. Nagel works are included in the permanent collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and many other major museums. His biggest solo exhibition ever is at New York's blue chip Matthew Marks Gallery. He's part of another show at Yale University's Art Gallery. And as Karen Michelle reports, Ron Nagel, like BJ Lederman, who does our theme music, still finds time for his passion of music.
Ron Nagel is a lot like his ceramics, compact, tidy, quirky, and colorful. He's wearing black pants, a blue and white striped t-shirt, white shoes, red socks, and a rose-colored hat. Around his neck, he wears a long silver chain with a bunch of charms. There's a heart signifying Valentine's Day, the date he was married decades ago, a skull representing death, a hair, Nagel's sign in Chinese astrology.
And the most important thing here is this slice of cheese. It just means, well, you'll get it later.
At 76, with a major New York show and a CD reissue of his 1970 solo record, Ron Nagel may finally be getting his cheese.
Cheese now.
By the time Nagel recorded the song, his band, The Mystery Trend, had already broken up. The group was an early part of the San Francisco music scene, but Nagel wasn't too keen on touring.
I'd get homesick, even as a kid. I got a few little neurotic quirks.
Fortunately, he'd been interested in ceramics since he was a kid.
Because my mother had a ceramic club in the basement, and they did Santa Claus mugs, and all that stuff was there on the shelf. Decals, china paints. So all of those hobbyist techniques I eventually incorporated into my own work.
Nagel got a degree in ceramics from San Francisco State, but knew there was more than the program offered.
I said, wait a second. Everything that people were teaching me was wrong.
His distinctive work still uses the molds that he saw in his mom's basement, and a bright palette like the paints he and his father used on model planes and cars. Much like those models, the scale of Nagel's work is also small, as if they're tiny, non-functional containers for bigger ideas.
Kind of like bonsai, but with a kind of distinctive weirdness about it.
Roberta Smith is a chief art critic at the New York Times.
It's very complicated what he does. You know, there's like lots of sex in them, there's all kinds of building, there's different kinds of crafts, and there's different kind of allusions to the body and its functions.
Of the 36 pieces in Nagel's current exhibition at the Matthew Marks Gallery in Manhattan, all are under 8 inches in any direction. These are sculptures, no cups, no bowls. They're multicolored and multi-textured, one pebbled, the other smooth, one mottled, the other slick. Thin, coral-like branches tilt atop a slab. A sort of beaver's tail protrudes from a glowing orb. Definitely not his mother's ceramics, says Roberta Smith.
I mean, it's an amazing life and career, and he's been able to maintain this kind of maverick status. And I think there's a kind of adolescent quality to his work, you know, like those titles, you know, like that piece, Lotta Wattage.
Lotta Wattage, Centaur of Attention, Skin Grift, and Lambshank Redemption. Nagel is big on titles.
I would say my greatest gift is my sense of humor. More than music, more than art. I love to laugh. I think part of that's because I'm basically a melancholy person.
That humor with a tinge of latent menace is also true of the music Nagel's continued to make during his career. He's even written songs for other artists.
Barbra Streisand, The Tubes, Pablo Cruz, Sammy Hagar, The Jefferson Starship.
You heard Michelle right, Phillips. Barbra Streisand.
Church bells.
But it's Ron Nagel's sculptures that have earned him his widest audience and a show in a major gallery, displaying the objects in special vitrines as if they were works of ancient pottery in the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
This is the big deal. This is it. This is the top of the bucket list. This is what I've always wanted.
After decades of work, Nagel's enjoying his cheese. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
She's now. She's now. Time like the